Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a dream sculptor, hypnotherapist, timeline coach, Reiki master, published author with many CDs. And what I really have expanded into in my life is the understanding of wisdom over knowing and trying to think our way through challenges and trying to use our belief system and everything we know to go through a challenge, because we've come locked and blocked in what we know and we become afraid of what we don't know. And that is where I've really expanded with Cowboy Wisdom, with my hypnotherapy and NLP, is there's things I've done that I had to expand my life with. And one of them was I let go of three words: mind, you, and not. Because when you get into the mind, you're into your belief system, and you really become locked and blocked in what happens in life. And I have a book coming out in the near future. It's called I Am Wisdom. I'm going to read you some of it. I Am Wisdom. I now sense, hear, and admire my unattached panache to dance with my I Am Wisdom synergy. Freeze me, myself, and I to fly, feeling lionized jazz and jazz all through me, myself, and I. As I now recognize, feel, and heed, I Am Wisdom allows me to walk through my day-to-day life unattached to the events, because I am listen, love, canonized, communicate, hearing everything through peerless dexterous ears. To expand my acumen, energize my wise enterprise, my enterprising entrepreneur, to willingly experience the new wisdom, innovation, inspiration, my daily events with new robust realization sensations. My life extravaganzas are innocent. Our innocent insight to expand me in every way as I now grasp life twists and turns me to churn up my trailblazing abilities and trendsetter talent to ballet with my dreams of the universe, the stage of rave rad I Am Wisdom to expand the world as I ask me, how is my divine spine gut valor, heart lure, soul savvy, cellular candor, DNA artistry, and my brain prowess inspirationally energized from my I Am Wisdom. My I Am Wisdom unseals my tabula rasa, which means a mind not yet affected by experiences or impressions. Tabula rasa revelations from deep within me, showing me myself and I, my pure poised clarity to entertain my newfangled foresight of fervent omnipotence, realizing everyday spectaculars inspires galvanized hegemonic thaumaturgy, which is miracle worker, to glow from the gut visionary valor as I now feel my tabula rasa revelations are free from my mind control and overthinking. As I feel, experience, and understand wisdom is pure poetic acumen in action, allows me, myself, and I to feel my clearly cleansed, freshly poised veins of visionary epiphanies inspire natural splendor from within me, myself, and I. Flying through the earth's airways energizes a worldly vista with stainless bliss for all people to enjoy. And one of the chapters in here is called Band of. I now feel the rapturous light of I expand of opens far-seeing freedom of inspired intuition, expression, imaginative innovation as my way of life. As I ask me, myself and I, how liberated do I feel every time I say I expand up? So how is I expand up and I Am Wisdom an opening to see a new way to play in the world and really open up and understand life is an entertaining situation when you let go of being infatuated by what's wrong with life and all the challenges you have. Let go of the shame you got encompassed with inside you. And one of the chapters in this book is called Outre Nouvelle Vague Omniscience. And that is, outre is beyond the boundaries. Nouvelle Vague is a new wave, and omniscience is encompassing unlimited powers of innovation. I blatantly ask me, how do I feel experiencing life beyond all barriers, feeling my new waves of inspirational innovation energize my day-to-day escapades? As I awaken, feeling my God-forsaken troublemaker, quaking my old way of life, liberating my laudable, intrepid frontiersman energies. To heed and feel and experience the world through my pioneering spirit, to understand, school actually taught me to live in yesterday. Wisdom never survives in yesterday. Wisdom is in the now. And wisdom is a winning, inspirational, savvy daredevilry, opening many ways to play in your everyday life that you never understand. How do we try to explain everyday life rather than think life is unexplainable and unattached to everything? How does it feel when you open up and see the world in a bold new way as you allow yourself to play in the fields of participation of just spectacular grandeur, to see the world play in a bold, enlightened way? As I open up to understand, life gets in the way of life because we've been taught to overthink and stay in the cruts of crap callous rather than being in the sachet of the superstar, the megastar moxie that's within ourselves. How would that feel to be in the megastar moxie, letting go of everything else and open up to play in a new way? How is the world afraid of everything new and it stays stuck in everything that's old? And if you look at the world today, we come forward in the 1930s, but today we're going back in a lot of ways. And we're trying to think we've modernized, but we ain't ever modernized anything except technology and medicine. But even that, how is medicine not to cure us, but to control us? That is something. How is a pharmaceutical a way for them to keep us locked and blocked in unhealthy ways? How is it that the people with natural holistic are the mystics of success, opening up a new way for people to play? You know, we take medicine, but yet the medicine contains stuff that will still do things to us. As I open up to understand, life never allows me to screw up. Life allows me to buck up and see what's wrong with life. Because I think and screw up, and that's what happens. Life thinks we're stuck in where we're at, but we're never ever stuck where we're at. We think we're stuck, and we feel we're stuck, but it never, ever goes away. It always opens up for us to play in a brighter, bolder way. As we now understand, we can expand when we let go of thinking in the old ways and being stuck in thinking, knowing, and healing, and transforming, and all this stuff. When you allow yourself to open up and expand the grandeur, and never realizing you've never screwed up, you were put in a position to buck up. And that means a bold, unorthodox candor kicking you in the butt to get you go. And that is what it is. The system taught us to screw up. Spirit taught us to buck up and boldly unleash canonized kinetic energy. But we really have to start opening up to see who we are on the inside. How would it feel to know you've never screwed up? You just energized some events that were going to make you expand rather than contract. How have we all stepped back? And how have we stepped back in the last 20 years in the whole world back into some of the stuff that used to go on in ancient times? How are we stuck in that? And how do we stay inept in all that? So as we move forward in life, we really got to expand the grandeur of who we are and open up to look at life to be a bolder, brighter person for who we are. And we people encompass a dexterous daredevilry of riding the trails of triumph. But of course, we've been taught everything outside of what we know is strange, and we're not supposed to go there, which is the lie that we've lived. It's really the fallacy of everything we've ever been taught. Because we get caught up in the school system, society, my parents, everything. And now, next Thursday night, I'm going to be talking about how I tried to use anger to get my way. Then when the anger didn't work, I become frustrated and insecure. And that is what I'm going to be talking about Thursday night. So as we open up and see the world through wisdom, we waltz internally, sensing daredevilry, daredevil, omni-ific moxie to walk into the new of life. So how do you feel understanding that you have the moxie, the talent, and all the grandeur to do whatever you desire to do? How is it that we become scared and try to live in yesterday and never go forward in life? And we really become scared. We really become scaredy cats for everything we ever did. Because to be successful, successful people live beyond everything the common people know, like me. They encompass the guts to fail, to free the acumen, invigorating life. That's what fail means. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My website is My Cowboy Wisdom. My email is Robert@MyCowboyWisdom, and my phone number is 702-755-9410. I am a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, Reiki master, past life regression specialist, Walk of Wisdom webinars and seminars, speaker, writer, published books. And my books are at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And I want to say good night to everybody and wish everybody a good, dynamic week.